AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's expanded its targets while the U.S. and Israel continue battering the country with airstrikes. Ed Donahue has the latest.
At the White House, President Trump says airstrikes have been on target.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. That's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out. And just about everything's been knocked out.
The president was asked why this all started now.
We were having negotiations with these lunatics, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first.
The American embassy in Saudi Arabia came under an Iranian drone attack. Iranian ambassador to the UN, Ali Bahraini, says the fighting is not over.
We have full trust in the capabilities of our military forces to continue this defense to the end and to the point that the aggressors are stopped and punished.
Iran has attacked several ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Ed Donahue, Washington.
As for a change in leadership in Tehran, President Trump says someone from within Iran's government might be best suited to take power once the war ends. In Georgia, a man's been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for giving his teenage son the gun he's accused of using to kill two students and two teachers at Appalachian High School in Winder. Colin Gray's one of several parents prosecuted after their children were accused in fatal shootings. Primary elections in North Carolina, Arkansas, and Texas today. Much attention on the contest for Texas Senate candidates. Republican Senator John Cornyn trying to hold on for a fifth term. He's facing a challenge from State Attorney General Ken Paxton, a MAGA favorite, and Congressman Wesley Hunt. Democrats are choosing between U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett and State Representative James Tallarico. Democrats haven't won a statewide race in Texas in over 30 years. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has a look at the Iran war's impact on financial markets in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after recouping much of an early loss, while crude oil prices climbed even higher on worries about the widening war with Iran. The S&P 500 lost 0.9% Tuesday. The index had been down as much as 2.5% in the morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 403 points. That's about 0.8%. The Dow had been down more than 1,200 points. The Nasdaq Composite pared its loss to 1%. Crude oil prices rose almost 5%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Gas prices jumped 11 cents overnight. AAA puts the national average at $3.11 a gallon. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.